Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. This is the recorded line. Am I speaking to Anastasia?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Anastasia. As I mentioned to you, I'm a case intake specialist for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I had spoken to an attorney, and he told me that to call this number.
Okay, got it, okay.
To find.
So just to confirm, you haven't signed any documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't signed anything.
Okay, so you're willing to affirm that's true, you have not signed?
Yes, I have not signed. I'm calling to sign.
Got it.
Right,
I'm not kidding. If you meet the criteria, I can help you with that, Anastasia. Have you used a hair treatment product, like a straightener or relaxer, within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And were you later diagnosed with either an endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And I would like to help you file a claim. Do you know what subtype of ovarian cancer you may have had?
Stage one.
Uh-huh. But do you know what subtype it may have been?
Oh, yeah. The subtype is ovarian cancer. I had ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. But do you know if it was like endometrioid adenocarcinoma, adenosquamous carcinoma, for example, clear cell carcinoma?
Oh, it was clear cell.
It was a clear cell carcinoma? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. And then you're an adult over age 18, so you could participate in this lawsuit?
Yes. Yeah.
And so the law firm will be helping you file a claim for yourself since you are the injured party. What is the approximate date of your diagnosis? When were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer? Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was diagnosed in March of 2024.
March of 2024? Okay. Do you happen to know the exact date by any chance?
I don't remember the exact date.
Do you think it was the first week of March, second, third, fourth week?
I'm thinking it was probably the end of the first week, I would say.
Okay, so we can say maybe March 7th, the first week towards the end, so the 7th day.
Yeah.
And this is just an approximate date. How old were you at that time of that diagnosis?
I'm 42 right now, so I just turned 40.
What's your date of birth? Can I ask you that?
April 5th, 1982.
April 5th, 1982?
Yes.
Okay, 0405-1982. Okay, so you were diagnosed just before your birthday.
Yes.
So 2024 minus 1982. At the time, you were 41 and you're about to turn 42. Does that sound about right?
That's right.
Okay. Do you recall the name of the doctor that unfortunately gave you the news that you have an ovarian cancer?
Dr. Tony V. Paul.
I got Tony, Dr. Tony, T-O-N-Y.
Yeah.
And how do you
spell?
I'm sorry. I apologize. Dr. Tony, it's T-O-N-I-E.
No, T-O-N-Y.
T-O-N-Y. Okay. And how do you spell his last name?
V.H.O.
Okay. V.H.O.?
Yes.
Oh, so he's Dr. Ho, H-O?
Yes.
Okay. And where is he located out of?
I'm a Legacy Emanuel Medical Center.
Legacy Emanuel Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to search the internet to see if I can find him. And where is Legacy Medical Center? What city?
It's in Gresham, Oregon.
Gresham, Oregon?
Yes. I know the address if you need it. I know it because.
Okay, I found okay, so I found Dr. Tony V. Ho, and he's an oncologist, and he is affiliated with Legacy Emmanuel Medical Center. Does that sound right?
Yes.
When you got the diagnosis of ovarian cancer, was it at the hospital, Legacy Emmanuel Medical Center, or was it at his office?
It was at the hospital.
It was at the hospital? Okay. I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. But if you meet this criteria, we'll get you connected with a law firm to get you justice in the form of compensation for damages, past and future medical bills, as well as pain and suffering. So I looked up Legacy Emmanuel Medical Center. I found it at 501 North Graham Street, Portland, Oregon, 97227. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. That's the
Okay.
address.
And I also found the phone number for that facility. And I'm going to use this phone number for the doctor, area code 503-413-2200. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, and then, all right, now I'm going to ask you questions about when you received this diagnosis, you were not living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, is that right?
No, I wasn't living, no.
Do you currently live in any of that state, Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No, I don't.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And did you use a hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes,
Okay.
I would use it every 6 feet or even if I need to touch up.
Okay, so you believe you used it weekly, every 6 weeks?
Yeah, about every 6 weeks.
Okay, there's 52 weeks in a year, and if I were divided by 6 weeks, that's roughly a little more than 8 times per year. Does that sound about right to
Yeah.
Okay, so we put.
Sometimes if my roots were really needing to be straightened, I might do a touch up. That sounds about right.
Okay, but on average, about 8 times per year, once every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I think you already answered this question is where were you diagnosed with cancer? And that was at Legacy Emmanuel Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here. I just got to type this in, this address again. Okay. Thank you. And then just to confirm, you're both a resident as well as a citizen of the United States. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then you already provided me this information. Your date of birth is April 5th, 1982. And have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that have used a hair treatment product and were also diagnosed with cancer?
I haven't really spoken to too many of them about it.
So nobody you know of then? Okay. So towards the end of our call, after we complete the signing of the legal agreement and authorization to release medical records, I'll provide you my contact information. So if you do meet someone, you can have that person call me. All right. How old were you when you first started using a hair treatment product, a hair relaxer?
I was young. I started probably about, would say about maybe 14.
14. Okay.
Yeah, about 14.
Okay, that would have been in about 1996. And were you also living in Oregon at the time?
Yes.
Okay. So you basically have lived in Oregon your entire life. That's where you have used the product and later get diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the approximate year we said was 1996 at 14 years of age. So the law firm would like to get the approximate dates when you started using hair treatment products like a relaxer or straightener, as well as the approximate date you stopped. So I suspect you probably don't know the exact date. So can I just put January 1st, 1996?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and then can I use, how long did you use the product for? Or when did you stop using it, I should say? When did you stop using a hair treatment
I stopped using it in February of 2024.
February 2024, okay.
Yeah.
Just before your diagnosis then, right?
Yep.
Okay, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you remember the exact day that you stopped using the product?
I don't remember the exact date.
Well, would you say it's like the first week of February, 2nd, 3rd?
I would, yeah.
What's your guess?
Mm-hmm. I would say it was probably the first week.
The first week? Okay. So I'll put February 7th, 2024. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And so during the years 1996 and 2024, did you use that product every year consecutively?
Yeah, I've used it forever.
Okay. Okay, so between 1996 and 2024, that's about 28 years. So you use the product 28 years. Now, did you use a hair treatment product in a salon setting, or was it at home, or a combination of both?
I used it in the salons also, but yeah.
You did it at home, at salons exclusively, or did you do home
at home?
Salon?
No, at home. I did it at home.
Okay, at home. Okay. And also a salon, or only at home?
I'm mostly putting my hair at home.
Okay, got it. Okay, so we'll put home. All right. And then do you currently use any hair treatment products?
As of right now, I have went all natural. Trying to get my hair back.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I probably do. If I look around the house, there probably could be some.
Do you know for certain if you have one laying around?
For certain, I don't think there are any boxes left.
I'll put unsure for this question, Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
Unsure that you have any receipts or bottles. If you do, all the law firm asks is that you save them, maybe take pictures of them, don't throw them away, don't trash them or discard them, save them, okay? Now, do you remember what brand name products you have used?
Dark and Lovely.
Okay, all right. And then, all right, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? I think the answer is yes, because you started using in 1996 and you've been a regular user. So I believe the answer to that question is yes. Okay. And then when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, what type of treatment did you receive?
I got a full hysterectomy with medication.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So it was a hysterectomy surgery?
Yes.
Okay. And then they prescribed you medicine?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. When did your treatment begin? Do you remember when your treatment started?
Well, when treatment started, when I had surgery, and that's when it started after, and I was taking the medication.
So you were diagnosed with
cancer. Is that what you mean?
You were diagnosed with cancer March 7th, 2024. How soon did they bring you in for treatment that may have included surgery?
I had surgery shortly after.
Was it like a couple of days later? Was it a week, 2 weeks? I'm trying to get an approximate date that you started your treatment.
Well, treatment was after the surgery day, so I'm trying to remember the exact stay here.
It doesn't have to be exact. It can be approximate. How soon after your diagnosis did you get treated for your ovarian cancer?
I would say my diagnosis was in March, and my treatment was in May.
May, okay. Yeah. And do you remember? Could you provide an approximate day of in May, within May that you started the treatment? Or was it like the first week of May, second week of May?
Yes, that works.
What works? The first week of May or second week?
I would say the second week.
The second week. So we can say May 14th, 2024 is when you started treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that treated your ovarian cancer?
Okay. The name of the doctor is...
Is it the same doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Tony V. Ho?
Yes.
So not only did he diagnose you, but he was also overseeing your treatment?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. And was the treatment at Legacy Emmanuel Medical Center as well?
Correct.
Okay. So that would have been 501 North Graham Street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for being patient through all these questions. I know it's a lot of questions. We're getting close to wrapping up here, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to put this whole, like, traumatic, this is just, everything is so, you know, I don't have any children, so, like, it's just been kind of like, yeah, so.
Sorry to hear that. All right, now I can gather some information about yourself. I'm assuming you're a female, correct, for gender?
Yes.
Okay. And then could you provide me your first name? Oh, by the way, what is your marital status? Can I ask you that?
I am single.
Okay. And then what about your ethnicity?
I'm African American.
Okay. All right. And then just to confirm, your legal name, it's Anastasia, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial by any chance?
M.
Okay. M as in Marie?
Yes.
Okay, and is your last name Neal, N-E-A-L?
It's O'Neal, capital O, apostrophe, capital N-E-A-L.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for correcting that. So Anastasia, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A, middle initial M, and then last name is O'Neal, O, apostrophe, capital N as in November, E-A-L, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and I'm assuming you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
You're correct.
Okay. And then I mentioned to you that you'd be signing the legal agreement along with a request for medical records. I'll need to put your social security number on the medical records request form. Can I get your social, please?
Yes, it's 541.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Can you start from the beginning? I'm sorry, you broke up there.
541-060497.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 541-060497?
Yes.
Okay. Any copies of forms that you sign, I'll send to your email address. I have an email address as FD, and then it's O'Neal at gmail.com.
That is correct.
Okay, I'll spell it out just to be make sure, double check to make sure it's right. It's IAMHIS, F as in Frank, D as in David, O-N-E-A-L at gmail.com.
Correct.
Perfect. And then is this the best number that she can be reached at? Area code 971-447-3636?
That is correct.
And that number belongs to you?
Yes.
Is it a smartphone that I can send you a text message?
Yes.
Okay. It may seem that we're all done after we complete the do this interview and complete the signing, but there is one final step. It's called a case verification call. That's going to occur between you and the law firm, and it generally occurs within the next 24 to 48 hours. They just want to quickly verify that you have used a hair treatment product in the past, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that it's okay for them to submit the request for medical records. What is the best time that you can be reached for this call to be completed? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say, yeah, any time.
Okay. But preferably mornings?
Yeah, mornings or afternoon.
Okay. If you had a choice between morning and afternoon, what would you choose?
I would, afternoon.
Afternoon.
Be a little better.
Okay, that's what I'll put, afternoon. All right, and then could you provide me your address, please?
My address is 17527 Southeast Pine Street, Portland, Oregon, 97233.
Is that a house?
It's apartment
okay.
Four.
Apartment four. Okay, thank you. Let me repeat this just to make sure I have it correct. I have your address as 17527 Southeast Pine Street. That's apartment four, Portland, and that's Oregon, 97233.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any medical records, medical documentation to support your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, good. And would you be able to provide that to the law firm either by electronically or by mail?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, and that those medical records could show the date you were diagnosed with meningioma. I mean, I'm sorry, with a ovarian cancer.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We are getting close to wrapping up. The law firm would like an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue your case for about months. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
You can call I have a friend, my friend Sam. You can call him.
Does he live with you?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay. Does he live with you? Because I could either put his address for or your address.
You can put my address. He's looking for his new apartment.
Oh, he's looking for a new apartment? Okay, so he technically lives with you then. Okay, all right. And he's your friend?
He's my friend, yeah.
And his name is Sam?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what's his last name?
His last name is Divine.
And can you spell that for me?
D-I-N-E. D-I-D-I-N-E.
Okay. Let me confirm I have it correct. I have his name as Sam. S-A-M, is that right?
That's correct.
And Divine is D-I-V, as in Victor, I-N-E, is that right?
That is right.
Okay, very good. And then can I get Sam's phone number, please?
971-901-8334.
Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have area code 971-901-8334.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. I'll be sending you a link to your cell phone. I'll send a text message with a link to the forms to sign. Have you ever done any docu-signing from your cell phone?
I think I have you click on it and type your name in, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you've done this before?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Before I go and send you the forms, I want to take a moment to go over these responses. Yes, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. No, you did not already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim. Yes, you're willing to affirm under penalty that you have not gotten legal representation, advice from another law firm, or signed documents with another law firm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you have used a hair treatment product like a relaxer or a straightener within the last 20 years. Regrettably, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and I'm sorry to hear that. The subtype of that cancer was clear cell carcinoma. You would be filing a claim for yourself with the assistance of our firm, law firm that we work with. You were diagnosed with cancer on approximately March 7th, 2024, at the age of 41. The diagnosing doctor was Dr. Tony V. Ho. He's at 501 North Graham Street in Portland, Oregon. His phone number is 503-413-2200. Does that sound right?
Yes.
You were never, when you were diagnosed, you weren't living or diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. You did use a brand name more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer. On average, you used a hair treatment product like once every 6 weeks, which works out to be about eight times a year. You were diagnosed with cancer at Legacy Emmanuel Medical Center. Again, that's at 501 North Graham Street in Portland, Oregon. You are a resident as well as a citizen of the United States. Your date of birth is April 5th, 1982. You were never previously diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You were 14 years of age when you first started using a hair relaxer product. You did so in the state of Oregon. We estimated that you started using products, hair treatment products, beginning in January 1st, 1996, and ending February 7th, 2024. These are approximate dates. You applied these products on a weekly basis. That would have been six times per week, or six times on average, six every 6 weeks, I should say. You've used this product for roughly 28 years consecutively. And again, that would have been between the years 1996 and 2024. You used the product in a home setting. And you currently don't use any hair relaxer products. You don't have any receipts, or you're not certain, or you're unsure if you have any receipts or empty bottles. The brand name you mostly use was Dark and Lovely. Your cancer diagnosis occurred more than 2 years after your first exposure to a hair treatment product. And after using a hair treatment product for at least 1 year, you meet that criteria. The type of treatment you did receive once you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, you had a hysterectomy done and you were provided pain medicine. And you believe the treatment started around May 14th, 2024. And again, that was under the same direction of the same doctor that diagnosed you. The treating doctor would have been Dr. V. Ho, again, at 501 North Graham Street in Portland, Oregon, that phone number. I've already confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name, female, single, black. Ovarian cancer was the injury. You have no suffix in your name. You're not a junior, senior, first, second, or third. I've confirmed your social. I've confirmed your email address, your phone number, your residence. You do have medical records that you could provide to the law firm, and I'm assuming you'd be able to provide that either by mail or electronically, like email or fax, if you request it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then we've got your emergency contact. Everything looks good. I'm going to send you that text message, so be on the lookout for it.
Okay.
And once we finish signing, we'll be done.
Okay.
Let me know when you got that text, okay?
Okay. Okay. Yep, I think this is it right here. It's from John, right?
Yeah, John Maurer. That's my name.
Okay.
And so what you want to do is you want to click on that link. You'd like to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start, and then continue until you hit the yellow finish. When you hit the finish button, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Because when you hit the finish button, I'll have something, and one last thing I've got to do on my end, and I'll do that. Once you finish.
Okay, so I allow.
That's right.
Okay. Something's gone wrong. It's not letting me do it right here. Okay. Right here, so.
So close all your other apps.
Okay. All right. I gotta close all my apps.
All right. Thank you, Sam, for helping us.
She doesn't have to download the DocuSign app, does she?
What's that?
Does she need to download like a DocuSign or like Adobe Fill-In Sign or anywhere?
No.
Allows her to...
No. Okay. She's just gonna she clicks on the link and that'll just load the page, and then she'll use the app to sign within the. I mean, she'll sign those pages within the app. Copies
yeah,
of the forms.
It's saying that her phone doesn't have. It's not allowed to ask for permission or something. Like it's not letting her open the thing because it's saying so we're trying to figure out.
Well, because the first thing she has to do is agree to SMS messages. So she probably said no to text messages.
No, she got the text. She got the text.
No, I mean, she got it, but she has to click on it and then say yes to SMS messages before she can go further.
Oh, okay. So did she just respond and say yes? Or?
Yeah, so have her click on the link.
Okay.
Okay.
Just click on it.
And then what happens next? It should ask, like...
It's going to DocuSign, and it says it wants to use our device's location, and it says allow on every visit or never allow.
Yes, allow, just for this visit.
And then it says this site cannot ask for your permission. Choose any, close any bubbles and overlays from other apps, and then try again.
It says, what does it say?
I cannot ask for your permission. Please close any bubbles or overlays from other apps, and then try this link again.
Huh. Can you close out all her, can is there any other windows open that's preventing her from using this app?
Yeah, the call is the overlay thing, I think, possibly. But we don't want to hang up, obviously, so
Well, let me ask you this. Does she have access to her email? Because she can sign email through her email.
Yeah.
In other words, does she have access to a computer that she can just log into her email and sign from that computer?
Yes, I can sign from my phone. I can log into my email.
You have a computer.
And I have a computer too, so yeah. I'll log into my email right now. I can get my email. All right.
I mean, the other thing is I can try to resend a new link and start from the beginning. I could send a new link to your cell phone.
I think we just got in the email way.
Oh, you got in the email way? Okay.
You push allow again. Oh, no, it says the same thing. How silly.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's...
Okay. Or can I send it to my friend's phone or whatever?
I just sent you a new link.
Yeah, it's not letting me do it.
Because the call has a bubble that goes over. It shows the call overlaying. This call overlaying over... the page or whatever. So she has to do it on a different device, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
if
she does it from a computer, that shouldn't have anything to do with her cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting my computer right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And, yeah.
So it sounds like you can't do this while you're on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the problem.
We got the computer right here, though.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Okay, and then we go. Hold on. Thank you. Can I just do it after I get off the phone with you?
Yeah, we can try that way. But keep in mind, without the signatures, you don't have legal. You won't have that case verification call. So this is the final step.
At least for
you and I. So what we can do is I'll take a break, and then I'll call you back in about 15 minutes to see if the signing's complete. We'll try it that way.
Or you want to send it to my friend's phone, to Sam's phone, possibly?
Well,
would that work?
Well, I've sent it to your phone, so maybe if you get off this call, you can try signing from your phone.
Okay, or you can call me on Sam's phone, and I can try it from my phone.
I could try calling Sam's phone, but I'm going to end the call. I'm going to take a break for 15 minutes, and I'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so try to sign while I'm on break, and then I'll come back, and if we have problems, I'll try to walk you both through it again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye for now.